Hello! Have you ever wanted to be the chief executive officer of a company? What if I told you that you already were? You're the CEO who's been tasked with managing the direction and growth of a very important business. And we'll call that business You Inc. I'm here to provoke you to good works. Thanks for joining me. You're the CEO of a company called You Inc. You have customers who purchase your product on a daily basis, whether you offer a good or a service or both. And you advertise your business on a daily basis with the attitude you portray and the quality of your work. The skill with which you manage your finances, they have a direct impact on your stakeholders. Those stakeholders being your family, your church, your community, and of course yourself. Looking at ourselves as the CEO of our lives, help us to see our lives from a business perspective, where every decision we make contributes to the success and growth of our personal enterprise. As the CEO, you are in charge of setting the vision, making strategic decisions, and steering the company toward its goals. So the benefits of this mindset are immense. First, it gives you control. And while we really don't have complete control, what I mean is you become proactive rather than reactive in managing your life. You start making deliberate choices that align with your long-term vision. Second, it provides direction. With a clear mission and vision, you know where you're headed and you can plan your steps accordingly. And finally, it fosters growth. By regularly evaluating your progress and adjusting your strategies and tactics, you can ensure continuous development. Now, let's talk about personal mission and vision statements. Just like a company needs a mission and vision to guide its operations, you need them to provide clarity and focus for your life. There's a well-known quote that says, "If you don't know where you're going, then any road will get you there." A mission statement defines your purpose, why you exist, and what you aim to achieve. It's your reason for getting up in the morning. Your vision statement, on the other hand, it outlines where you see yourself in the future. It's a long-term view of what you want to accomplish and the kind of person you aspire to be. Now, creating these statements might seem daunting, but it's a rewarding process. Here are some steps to get you started. First, reflect on your values. Think about what matters most to you. What principles guide your decisions? These values will form the foundation of your mission and vision statements. Second, identify your passions. What activities make you feel alive and fulfilled? Incorporating your passions into your mission and vision can give you a greater sense of purpose. Three, set your goals. Consider your short-term and long-term goals. What do you want to achieve during your lifetime? What kind of a legacy do you want to create for your family? Number four, draft and refine. Write down your initial thoughts and then refine them into a cohesive sentence. Your mission statement should be concise and inspirational, while your vision statement should be clear and aspirational. Five, seek feedback. Share your drafts with trusted friends or mentors. Their insights can help you fine-tune your statements. If this still seems daunting, I've included some resources in the show notes to help provide some general direction for drafting and writing your vision and mission statements. First and foremost, a CEO is responsible for setting and executing organizational strategy. This means that those big and sometimes tough decisions that shape the company's future. But here's an interesting perspective from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. A man's mind plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps and establishes them. This reminds us that while strategic planning is crucial, it's imperative that we remain flexible and open to unexpected opportunities or changes in direction. Remember, your mission and vision statements are not set in stone. They're simply guiding stars that give you a general direction for your life. They evolve as you grow and as your circumstances change. The key is to remain true to your core values and keep your long-term aspirations in sight. So what about strategic planning? Setting goals and objectives is the foundation of any strategic plan. The importance of setting SMART goals cannot be overstated. Now, SMART is an acronym that stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. These criteria ensure that your goals are clear and reachable, providing a solid framework for success. Now, we'll review each component of setting SMART goals. Specific. Make sure your goals are clear and well-defined. You should understand exactly what you're aiming to achieve and the steps needed to get there. Measurable. There must be a way to objectively know if the goal has been met or not. Use numbers, if you can, to track your progress. Achievable. Well, keep your goals realistic to stay motivated. It's okay to have big goals, but break them down into smaller, more manageable parts if needed. If a goal seems out of reach, consider what resources you might need to achieve it. The goals must be relevant. Your goals should align with your mission. Make sure there's a clear benefit to the goal and not just setting goals for the sake of it. And T, time bound. Set a deadline for your goal. Having a time frame helps you track progress and determine success or failure, which allows you to adjust and set new goals accordingly. It's crucial to align your goals with your personal mission and vision. Your mission is your purpose, the driving force behind your actions. And by aligning your goals with your mission and vision, you ensure that every step you take moves you closer to your ultimate aspirations. Now, Proverbs 29, verse 18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." I've always looked at this in two ways. First, if we don't have a worthwhile vision for our lives, we will perish. But that's not all. The people around us in our sphere of influence will perish as well. The people that we could have had and should have had a positive impact on, they may not benefit from the gifts God has placed within us. So the people around us could perish. Now, let's talk about creating a personal development plan. This plan is your roadmap to growth and self-improvement. Start by identifying areas where you want to grow and develop. This could be improving a specific skill, gaining new knowledge, or even developing or strengthening personal traits. This represents taking a more tactical approach rather than strategic. So while strategy is our overall plan, it's the tactics that are the actions that will achieve the plan. Continuous learning and skill development are key components of a successful personal development plan. The world is constantly changing and evolving, and staying ahead means continuously updating your skills and knowledge. This could include taking courses, attending workshops, or my favorite, reading books, or even seeking mentorship. We also have a responsibility to continually grow spiritually, including the study of God's Word, a consistent prayer life, and faithful church attendance. In other words, being intentional and diligent in our efforts. Drawing a parallel to the business world, CEOs are responsible for driving long-term growth and development. This often involves identifying new opportunities and expanding into new markets. Similarly, in your personal growth journey, you must seek out opportunities that align with your goals and expand your horizons. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 11 offers this piece of wisdom. He who tills his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows worthless things lacks common sense and good judgment. In a business context, this proverb encourages focusing on productive, value-adding activities rather than chasing every shiny new trend. The same applies to personal growth. Focus on activities and goals that truly matter and add value. It's imperative to be intentional with your actions and focus on what truly matters. Now, let's shift gears and talk about financial management. Just as a successful company meticulously plans its budget, you should treat your personal finances with the same level of care and precision. Think of your finances as a business where every dollar has a purpose and every expense is scrutinized. The cornerstone of sound financial planning is understanding the importance of saving, investment, and managing debt. Savings provide a safety net for unexpected expenses and future needs. Investments, on the other hand, help your money grow over time and ensure long-term financial stability. And managing debt is equally critical. It's about making smart decisions to avoid high interest rate traps and reducing your liabilities over time. Build your family's own balance sheet and create a fortress balance sheet that can weather the inevitable storms. Proverbs 27, verse 23, offers some age-old advice that's still relevant today. Be diligent to know the state of your flocks and attend to your herds. Next, let's quickly explore income streams and revenue growth. Companies often have their core businesses that generate the bulk of their revenues. Likewise, you might have a W-2 job, you may be self-employed, or you might run your own business. But just like a business diversifies their revenue streams to mitigate risk, you should also look for ways to diversify your income. This could mean exploring side gigs, freelancing, or passive income opportunities, or even starting a small business yourself. Investing in yourself is another key aspect of financial stability. This includes furthering your education, developing new skills, and expanding your professional network. These investments can lead to higher earning potential and even greater career opportunities in the future. Proverbs 21, verse 5 says, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance and advantage, but everyone who acts in haste comes surely to poverty." This underscores the importance of careful, strategic financial planning. Rushed decisions or impulse purchases often lead to poor outcomes, while diligent planning and thoughtful execution pave the way for financial abundance. And in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So to summarize, effective financial management involves treating your personal finances like a company's financial statements, prioritizing saving and investing, managing debt wisely, diversifying income streams, and continuously investing in yourself. These strategies are essential for building a secure and prosperous financial future. Communication with the board of directors is another crucial aspect of a CEO's job. They serve as the primary link between the board and the company's operations. Now, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5 offers some wisdom here. A wise person will hear and increase in learning, and a person of understanding will acquire wise counsel. So take every opportunity to learn and grow as a person. It's necessary for us to be accountable. Whether we acknowledge it or not, We're accountable to God, our pastor, our spouses, our children, our friends, our coworkers, and so on. All of these people are counting on us to add value to the world around us. So be accountable to those who count on you. In a similar vein of thought, company culture is another area where CEOs have a massive impact. They help to set the tone for the entire organization's mission, visions, and values. Proverbs 24, verses 3 and 4 provide a beautiful illustration when it says, "Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge its rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches." So replace house with company, and you've got a perfect description of how strong corporate culture is built. Develop and maintain a family culture of prayer, faithfulness, and dependability. This feeds directly into marketing and branding. So developing a personal brand that reflects your values and goals, and maintaining consistency in your personal and professional presentation. This will significantly enhance your reputation and your opportunities. Be a high-quality brand to those who count on you. Now, hey, customers are willing to pay more for high quality. And finally, to close up today's discussion, regular self-assessment and feedback are vital. Continuously reviewing and honestly assessing your progress and seeking feedback from trusted advisors and peers helps ensure you stay on track. Adjusting your strategies and plans as needed allows you to be flexible and adapt to change, which is crucial for continuous improvement. Remember, whether you're leading a startup, a Fortune 500 company, or managing your own life effectively, being the CEO of You Inc. can help you take ownership of your life and its direction. So go get it.